Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 9th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And I believe if I didn't become your president, I believe that this country would have had problems like they've never had before.
Markets brace themselves for Trump tariffs and farmers just as worried as everyone else about climate change. Plus, we've all you the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump's tariffs have now come into effect. Despite calls from up to 70 countries to delay the process, the White House has decided to plough ahead with increased import taxes. Goods from the EU will be hit with a 20% tariff. China's dealing with a 104% increase on their goods. US President Trump says the tariffs will help make America great again.
This has been something used against us for many years by other countries. China in particular, but others, not just China, others. And I believe if I didn't become your president, I believe that this country would have had problems like they've never had before.
Meanwhile, the US president has also said he's planning to announce a major tariff on pharmaceuticals. Donald Trump says an announcement will be made soon and will incentivize drug companies to move their operations to the US. Ireland is one of the leading exporters of pharma. The Taoiseach is visiting Washington, D.C. today. Simon Harris is there for a series of meetings with U.S. political and business leaders. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
The Taoiseach hit the ground running, meeting a number of economic and business stakeholders on his arrival in the U.S. last night. Today he has several meetings on Capitol Hill, including talks with U.S. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick to discuss the mutually beneficial U.S.-Ireland economic relationship, which supports over 400,000 jobs on both sides of the Atlantic. Speaking in advance, Simon Harris says he's there to keep the lines of communications open with U.S. political and business leaders and emphasise Ireland's desire to find a negotiated solution between the EU and US on tariffs.
MedSun Sun Frontier is reporting 9 casualties after an airstrike 300 metres away from its clinic in southern Gaza. 2 people are understood to have been killed, including a 2-year-old boy. 7 are injured. A team of 1 doctor and 2 nurses at the clinic who were at the time of the strike are understood to be in shock. A bill to ban sex for rent will be debated in the Senate today. It's being supported by a cross-party group of senators, along with the National Women's Council, the Rape Crisis Network of Ireland, Women's Aid, the USI and the Irish College of Overseas Students. Labour Senator Laura Harman is tabling the bill. She says it puts a much-needed spotlight on the recent surge in women reporting sex exploitation for rent.
So today I'm bringing forward a bill to ban sex for rent advertising in Ireland. And this will cover websites, but it will also cover text messages and all electronic means. And it would introduce a Class A conviction and up to €50,000 fine.
There's a warning dating apps could be exploited by paedophiles who use parents to get to their children. A report by the Child Light Global Child Safety Institute has found 2/3 of men who've sexually offended against kids are on matchmaking sites. Professor Deborah Fry, an expert in child protection research, wants to see reforms for the apps.
The onus should be on changing, you know, how the platforms are allowed to be misused in this way, the mechanisms for keeping those platforms safe, and how they're held to account if that doesn't happen.
Around 80 people have been killed after a roof fell in at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. More than 160 others have been injured in the capital. Emergency crews are still searching for survivors in the rubble at the club. Gardaí will be out in force this morning for the second national slowdown day of the year. A 24-hour speed enforcement operation is underway nationwide. Sarah O'Connor from the Road Safety Authority says they're asking people to have a conversation.
We are collectively asking for people to have a conversation around speed. So I suppose it's kind of mirroring that ad campaign that people will have seen us do in the course of the last 12 months, which is around taking the time to talk.
Britain's Prince Harry's challenge against the downgrading of his security detail continues at the UK Court of Appeal later. Yesterday, his lawyers told the court he was singled out for inferior treatment by the panel who decide protection arrangements. They say Harry doesn't expect the same level of security as when he was a senior member of the royal family, but he wants to be treated fairly. Political commentator Graham Whettone says judging how to protect famous people is always complex.
Each risk assessment analysis has to be current. You have to look at the current threat, the current risk to that individual, the timeliness of it, the potential of any risks or threats, and balance it accordingly with the protections put in place.
And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland recorded a second successive win over Greece in the Nations League last night. Anna Patton's goal added to a first-half penalty from Amber Barrett as the girls in green ran out 2-1 winners in Talla Stadium. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.